following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi, and welcome to Wilson Wednesdays.
Hey, everybody.
We are glad that you are joining us again for a Wilson Wednesday. And we're kind of getting back to what we enjoy, which is talking together on these Wilson Wednesdays and having special guests.
These are special guests, for sure. If you don't know the Keenans, you have to know the Keenans, because to know the Keenans is to love the Keenans.
It's true.
I have known you guys since 97 when we moved to California, back to California, and I think you had just had Josiah. Is that about right? 97? Yeah. So, say that again.
The year he was born.
Aww.
You remember the year your kids were born, you're like, oh, I still got it.
I haven't lost it all.
I don't remember those things either.
So how long have you guys been a part of, how long were you guys at Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach before you went on the mission field? Just kind of give us a little story up till now.
Since,
we were there like, what,
94. Started going. I started in 94, and then Bob got saved a couple years later, ish. Yeah.
Aww.
And how does it translate that you guys go onto the mission field? What did that look like? Yeah, briefly. Life changing, world changing. Like, just give us a brief synopsis.
Well, I'd had a relationship with Christ when I was in the Navy. And I really felt that I would go on the mission field at one point. But then I'd fallen away because of legalism type things. So after I recommitted my life to the Lord, I really thought that, I mean, I'm seeing all these Christians in Orange County. I thought maybe we should spread out a little bit. And so I came home and I told Teresa while she was pregnant with Josiah. That
wow.
I mean, that's not really a great time to break that to someone when they're pregnant. Because our minds were not heading that way at all. And he had just come to the Lord.
Yeah, like about maybe 6 months prior to that.
Yeah.
And is that when you guys head out soon after that to Romania?
No. So she wanted nothing to do with that idea. She thought I was being legalistic once again.
I wanted a bigger house and a bigger car. Free.
So I knew she prayed me back into a relationship with Christ. So I prayed that God would change her heart.
Yeah.
I didn't mention it again, didn't force her, didn't do anything that would prompt her to do it.
Yeah.
One day, several months later, I came home from work and she said, God's calling us to the mission field.
Wow.
To her heart.
Wow.
And do you remember, I'm sure you remember, Teresa, what was it that spoke to your heart?
Well, I was literally doing dishes, looking out my little kitchen window, and I heard the Lord say to me, Teresa, like audibly, Teresa, I'm calling you to overseas missions. And when he had asked me about it 6 months earlier, I said, I don't want this, but I will pray about it every day. And I did pray about it every day. And that should have been a sign right there that the Lord is doing something.
Yeah.
And so when I heard God's voice, I was really excited.
Yeah.
And deal for us.
And so you moved out to Romania what year?
2000,
yeah.
Okay.
We Romania outreach in 1999 after going through the...
Get up and go.
I did.
After then.
Yeah, so many, I think about those early days of the Get Up and Go course, and so many good things happened from Get Up and Go. You know, there's a lot of people who really took that to heart and took it seriously and left to go on the mission field. A lot of short-term missions. Yeah.
In fact, our first married Christmas, the day after our first married Christmas, we went out to Romania.
Yeah.
And so to work through some things, your first year of marriage on the mission field, I think I had some conversations with you, Teresa, where I was like, I don't know, it's hot. I don't know what's going on right now. And I'm feeling this way and he's acting this way. And so you really spoke into my heart, but
Our first 3 years in Romania, I would say for me, were the hardest years in my life and the hardest years in our marriage.
Yeah.
It was tough. And you can't really, I couldn't figure out why, because I kept thinking, I'm just a wife, I'm just a mother. Why is the enemy constantly attacking me? But then you realize if he destroys a marriage, if he destroys a family, and there's so many people that look at us and know of us that we are not even aware of. And if the enemy were to destroy that, it would destroy so much more than just.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you were in Romania for how long before you moved to?
About 6 years.
Okay. And then you moved to Turkey.
Six years. And how many kids?
Oh, no, Iraq.
In Romania.
So Faith and was conceived in Romania. We came back to the States and had her.
Got it. Okay.
Before, and we also adopted three other boys in Romania.
Yeah.
Not legally, but they're our family.
Yeah.
We adopted them legally, but yeah. We tried. But.
Kosti couldn't adopt Kosti, but Kosti adopted us. He's taken our last name.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. And he's serving in Romania now.
Yeah. With one of our former high school students, Elizabeth.
Yeah, very former. Yes, a long time ago.
Okay, so then you guys, I don't know how much you can share about where you've been, so I'm going to let you tell us where you've been till right now.
You can share everything because we're not there.
Yeah, so we've been in 2005.
Well, 2006, we moved.
2006, we moved to the North Iraq area called Kurdistan, which was a semi-autonomous area in the North Iraq region, borders Syria, Turkey, and Iran. And when we first went there, the U.S. military was very active in the area, and the first time I visited, they refused to give us entry. But we went back again the next day, and the Kurds said, no, this is our country. We will let you in. Because they want people to come in. They wanted folks to come into the country at the time to see what was going on there.
Yeah.
So I went there with a couple other guys during that trip. And at first, I thought God was calling me to Turkey. I mean, for years, I thought God was calling us to Turkey. And this was like a side trip just to see what was going on in Iraq. But God really spoke to me there and said, no, the doors are open here.
Yeah.
So went back to Romania, and I said, Teresa, we're called to Iraq. And she said, well, whatever happened, what about Turkey? I said, well, if we weren't open to Turkey, we certainly would have been open to Iraq.
Because we were at war with Iraq at the time, not us personally.
Right, right.
Going on there.
Yeah.
Northern part of the country has always been much, much safer than the southern part of the country.
Yeah.
And especially military.
Yeah. So I remember you guys felt like it was really the Kurdish people that you really wanted to minister to.
Well, I'd heard of the Kurds, and we talked to our sending organization, SGI, and they said, what do you know about the Kurds? And I said, look, I really don't have a heart for any particular people group, but my heart has really always been to go where the gospel is less preached.
Yeah.
And Northern Iraq fit that. I mean, even though on arrival, I've realized that the gospel has been there for hundreds of years. There's been workers in the country. There's been people sharing the gospel for a long time, but it's still a Muslim area, and the gospel is not as well preached as in the Christian West.
Yeah.
So, absolutely fall in love with the Kurdish people.
Yes. They have won our hearts totally.
Yeah.
And there was such a difference. We traveled through Turkey to get to Iraq, and it just, you know, it wasn't a love relationship with Turkey. And the second we would get to that border, and the Kurds are out there giving us tea and having us sit down, and this is at the border, you know, we're like, and we just felt safe. You know, even though you're surrounded by foreign military, we felt safe, and we love the Kurds.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. So what do you guys have next? What's the plan?
So last year, we really felt that the our work in Kurdistan was done. And we were looking for a new place to serve. And our sending organization recommended that we go to this place called Yellow Turkey. And before, at this, during the same time, some folks that we knew in Kurdistan recommended we go to this place called Yellow Turkey. And we met the guy who was running a ministry there and really liked him, very charismatic guy, very visionary type person. And so we met up with him, and he said, yeah, you guys are welcome to come and work with us. We've got plenty to do out there. So we've been out there since November of last year, working on and off with an English club and a conference center that they have in that area. But I guess we both had issues with the leadership out there for different reasons and felt that it just wasn't, in the end, it really wasn't a good fit for us to come off the mission field and return to the States.
So now where we're at, for months, we knew we were coming back to the States permanently, excited, terrified, all at the same time, because not knowing how do we do life in America after living out for 20 years.
Yeah.
Where do we do it? Because, you know, we're from Southern California. It's pretty pricey to pick up and start life here. And so we've just, you know, like, Lord, whatever you want, we know that you will tell us in your perfect timing, but still kind of going, it'd be really nice if your timing was our timing. And so just like 3 days ago, we had a phone meeting with our group out of Tennessee, and they asked if we would come and minister there. So
that's awesome.
There's a big refugee population in Nashville of Bhutanese and Somali, and also a large population of Kurdish people that live in Nashville as well.
And Muslims in general.
Yeah.
Wow. That sounds like an awesome opportunity. And
Lord's timing.
Yeah. And the wisdom on the field, wisdom that you have and knowledge of the culture, man, it would be an asset to that organization.
Yeah.
Their heart really is to equip the local church and how to reach out to refugees and Muslims.
Wow.
Christians are afraid.
Yeah.
And servant group, that's really been their heart. So they're still sending people to Iraq. They're still sending people to Greece. But they have a group there in Tennessee that, you know, teaches English. They have a group of refugee ladies. They're teaching sewing so that they can make an income. And they're getting the local church behind them because they're not a big enough organization to make that big of a difference.
Yeah. Wow. What are you going to say?
I was going to ask, because I know many of your children, adult children, all your adult children, and they're amazing and they love the Lord and walk with the Lord and serve the Lord. And so what was it like raising children on the mission field and even in general, like, you know?
Well, we loved raising our kids.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, that's a good start.
they generally had friends within the church.
Yeah.
The neighborhood in Romania was a bit wild and woolly, and but in Iraq it wasn't so bad. Josiah was allowed to go outside and play with the other Kurdish kids until he got old enough where they just weren't nice kids.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, in Iraq the girls don't have that kind of freedom.
No.
Where they could just go out and play. So there was always that feeling of, well, first of all, we took two teenage girls. Are they going to even be willing to go?
Mm-hmm.
Life would look so different for them there. And they were willing. So we knew that was the Lord calling them to go for that time. Our son Josiah will tell you that he was not called to be a missionary there, that he went because his family went. But when he was younger, our kids were so willing.
Yeah.
I guess the bottom line about raising kids anywhere is that when your kids are raised, you look back and you wonder if you should have done things a little differently. I think all in all, it was a really great positive experience.
Mm-hmm.
if you were to ask them there, and feel free to ask them. People ask us that are going out on the field, I say, talk to our kids, because they'll give you maybe more truth without me sitting here, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're raised on the mission field, if you have issues, you're probably going to blame those issues on the fact that you're raised on the mission field. If you're raised in the county, you're going to blame those that you're, you know.
If you're raised as a pastor, as your dad, blame the issues on the ministry. Yeah.
So I think it was good for our family. I know we were obedient to the Lord, and all our kids are doing well. And are in their own walk with the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for sharing. And just so I'm super clear, she does not complain about being raised in the ministry
never.
And a pastor as a dad. We love that. So as I said that, I thought.
If there's any questions out there.
But thank you guys. And maybe Bethany, you'd close us in prayer. Thank you,
Lord, guys. I praise you and thank you for Bob and Teresa. I thank you for the legacy that they have already left within Refuge, within their own family, Lord, and how they have just modeled obedience to the Father, to their kids and to all those around them, Lord, how they have trusted you with everything. They have trusted you for everything. And we just thank you that you are such a good Father and that you've spoken so clearly to them and your perfect timing about their next step to Tennessee. Thank and you, we Lord. Pray once again, Lord, for your provision, that you would go before them and that you would provide for them everything that they need, that you would keep them healthy, God, keep them strong, and just continue to use them and just to bless them, Lord, for being willing servants of you, Lord. We praise you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, guys.
We love you.
Thanks for having us on your Wednesday.
Well, yeah, Wednesday absolutely. With the Canaans.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.